This is Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmel Radio News update at 8. I am Barberson Harris. The resident judge of the 9th Judicial Circuit Court in Gbanga, Bwema Konto, has alarmed over the overcrowdedness of the Gbanga Central Prison. Judge Konto said there are 194 inmates at the prison, a number far higher than the 100-person capacity of the prison. Of the 194, Judge Konto said, there are 64 convicts while 134 are pre-trial detainees. The resident judge said the overcrowdedness of the prison is worrisome because it could lead to jailbreak. He charged public defenders to file the appropriate motions on behalf of those who have been in pre-trial detention beyond the statutory period in order to reduce the number of inmates at the prison.
We have been presented with information by the superintendent of the Gbanga Central Prison that indicates that the total number of inmates at the Gbanga Central Prison are 194. That figure is alarming. Alarming because the Gbanga Central Prison has a capacity far below this number, and when prisons are overcrowded, it often leads to jailbreak. And jailbreak usually heightens the community sense of insecurity because some of those who escape prison are hardened criminals and could place our citizens and residents in harm's way.
The resident judge of the 9th Judicial Circuit Court in Gbanga, Bwema Konto. The European Union has congratulated the people of Liberia and political parties for the commitment shown through the peaceful conduct of elections so far, stressing the importance of a smooth democratic transition for Liberia's stability and economic growth. As close partners of Liberia, the European Union and its member states say they continue to follow the 2017 elections with high interest. The EU is encouraging all concerned to work constructively in good faith to conclude the current complaints process in accordance with constitutional timelines without unnecessary delay. The European Union said it is looking forward to continued cooperation with Liberia's new president and government. The Ministry of Health is undertaking a medical financing training for employees of major health facilities in 4 counties. The initiative has been sponsored by the World Bank. The manager for performance financing at the Ministry of Health told on the radio, the goal is to ensure a proper management of funds for healthcare delivery. Vera Musa said those being trained are managers, doctors, clinicians, and other hospital staff in Bonk, Nimba, Lofa, and Saino counties. According to Madam Musa, this is a pilot project being rolled out at the Jackson Doe Hospital in Nimba, the Telawayan Hospital in Lofa, the J.F. Grant in Saino, as well as the Phoebe and C.B. Domba hospitals in Bonk County. The news is coming to you from Onmel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Allies of Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe have warned the military chief against meddling in politics. General Constantino Chiwenga had said the army was prepared to intervene to end purges within the ruling ZANU-PF party. His comments came a week after Mr. Mugabe sacked his deputy Emmerson Mnangagwa, who has fled into exile. But the ZANU-PF's youth league, which backs President Mugabe's wife Grace to replace Mr. Mnangagwa, told the army chief to stay in the barracks. And the U.S. Department of Justice says it has asked prosecutors to scrutinize the Clinton's charitable foundation and the uranium deal. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said a top-level inquiry could be launched into certain issues at the Clinton Foundation, the sale of uranium one. Mr. Sessions outlined the move in response to a letter from congressional Republicans. The matters are long-standing political grievances of President Donald Trump. Democrats have called Uranium One a massive diversion from investigations docking Mr. Trump's presidency. That's the Onmel Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmel, you can log on to www.onmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmel2003, or twitter/onmelnews. I am Barberson Harris. Good morning.